We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday, Braves beat the Dodgers for the first time in a long time. How big was it for them to get this series?
Well, it was big because you got a younger team that starting to believe in themselves. When you get out of spring training, the team knows their warts. They know what they have to hide. They know where their strengths are. And everybody knew, you know, nationally and locally, that if they don't fix their bullpen, then the Braves are going to have a hard time going deep. And they have fixed their bullpen. Now, their bullpen will continue to get better. I'm firm believe the veteran guys are not. The way they started out, the new guys, that's not a big deal. They'll be fine. It's when you can go up against a team that obviously is the favorite and you're able to win a game after losing, you win a series after you lose the first game in the way that they did, that's big. The Dodgers don't care, and nor should they. But if you're a team trying to flex your muscles, and nationally, everyone looks at the Braves totally different now. They're legit chances to take on whoever they play in the National League because their offense is great. Their starting staff has gotten better. And the only thing that you can really say might be a question mark is their bullpen. And I'm telling you, they addressed their bullpen better than anybody at the trade deadline. And these three guys are going to be just fine. It's going to help Luke Jackson. It's going to help Newcomb. And when you play fantasy matchup, like let's say the Braves play the Dodgers in the NLCS, all of a sudden you've got guys that can match up against their left-handed power. Now, what we saw is if you make mistakes, it doesn't matter. So their offense is relentless, but you have to have left-handed weapons. Max Fried has been outstanding his last, what, seven starts. Keuchel's been really good. So all of a sudden, you've got the front three guys with Soroka and some bullpen pieces that make it exciting, you know, for Braves fans. So I have to deal from the national end because I'm doing a lot of national stuff, and there's nothing more exciting that when people start talking about what the Braves have and their young core players, and the future looks obviously pretty good.
John Smoltz joining John and you, and of course that young core player, the core young player, Ronald Acuna, take it out of the game yesterday. Where do you fall on what how this happened, what it transpired, how Brian Snicker handled it, and whether or not this will snap the Acuna out of this habit of just walking with a bat in the air?
Yeah, I think it was handled absolutely perfectly. You're talking about a lot of guts for a manager with a short bench in a big series, in a big game, and you see how it worked out. The guy that ended up coming in hitting the grand slam. Look, these are things and teachable moments that sometimes are greater than the game itself that day because it's going to transcend time and 24 other teammates. I've seen it. I was part of it with Andrew Jones. It never happened again. This is a young man, got paid a lot of money, is a great talent, is somebody you come to watch, but you cannot allow that kind of situation to take place. That's unexcusable. It's a moment where in this day and age, guys hit home runs all the time. They're so, I don't want to say they're spoiled, but they're so spoiled to know that they're going to hit 40 home runs that 98% of the time you know when you've hit a home run and you can take whatever time you want to go around the bases. But in that 2% time where it doesn't go out, it looks really bad. And the veteran guys, you could already tell on the team, were hoping and talking and making sure that this is an issue that it'll make them so much better and it'll make him better. And, you know, it's probably hard to think it will never happen again, but I can promise you in the rest of this year it'll never happen again.
And not only that, John, talk about how a move like that, a gutsy move, in that situation, how that resonates through the team, and how much more respect Brian Snicker has now because he did that.
Yeah, and listen, Brian Snicker loves this kid. I mean, last year, all you had to do was see what Brian Snicker was about when this kid got hit by the Miami Marlins. So it's a tough love situation. But the thing is, you know, no one's bigger than the game, and no one's bigger than the 25-man roster that you have. And that's what's been so unique about the Atlanta Braves over the last 30, 40 years with their managers and their ability to, you know, take whatever comes their way based on a win or a loss, based on strategy or decision-making behind the scene. And that was not an easy decision when you only have three people on your bench and you shorten your bench in a game you're losing, by the way. You're not winning. And to come back and win, that feels like tenfold. And, you know, no one has to say another word. It was handled. It was done perfectly. And for a lot of people who played the sport, who sat back and understand, playing every day is not easy. Running out every ball, you would think would be easier. It's easier to sit at home and say that. But in that situation, with the score and everything, it was a bad look, because not only did he not take his hand off the bat, he hadn't been 15 feet from home plate, and that ball hit the wall. So getting thrown out after trying to steal a base probably didn't set well either. So I thought it was handled about as best as it could be.
John Smoltz with John and Hugh. John, big picture, you were on a lot of teams that went to the World Series. Does this team have what it takes to make the World Series this year?
Oh, absolutely. Their offense can compete with anybody. Their defense is as good as anybody. And then you go down to those minute things that separate the champions from the rest. If you can execute out of the bullpen and you can get some innings out of your starters, look, the formula is pretty simple for World Series champions. I know analytically we think we have the formulas in baseball to give everyone a chance. It's just not true. There are certain things that you have to do to be a champion, and all you got to do is look back to the last 15 years. Teams that don't strike out, put the ball in play, get good pitching, those are the teams that are going to be standing at the end. And I really do believe for the first time the Atlanta Braves last year was an absolute pleasant surprise. It was building towards something. This year is more than a surprise. It's an opportunity for them to really gain from last year's experience. All these young kids are growing up, and they are a legitimate contender, no doubt. When you have a team like the Dodgers having a year like they're having, it's hard to not like them as the front runner, right? But in a matchup situation, there are certain matchups that can work out in your favor. And depending on who the Braves play first, obviously, and depending on the health of the team, I like what they've done. I like where they're going. And I really like their starting rotation a lot better right now than it was last year, for sure.
Well, it's certainly high praise here for this team. Of course, I think you're also couching that with the fact that we got to get this team healthy. I mean, Dansby's got to get back, right?
Absolutely. I mean, every team, you know, that's why it's interesting and fun to kind of predict who's going to be where. But if everyone's healthy, if every team had everybody healthy, this would be an absolute great matchup in the American League as well as the National League. And the two favorites for me, if everyone's healthy, is Houston and L.A. But that doesn't mean the two favorites are going to get there. And, you know, the New York Yankees have a lot to say about it. I'm actually going to be doing a game next weekend for the Yankees and Dodgers in L.A. It's going to be one of those series that you kind of tout as a possible potential World Series matchup. But it's much like you'd have a better chance, honestly, picking a national championship in basketball March Madness than you do than trying to pick a World Series. And there's less teams. That just tells you how hard it is to get it done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.